It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp.
We are one! We are one! We are one! We are one!
Thousands of protesters marched through Denver again last night on the sixth day of demonstrations against police brutality and the death of George Floyd. In Denver, protesters ignored the city's 9 p.m. curfew and stayed on the move past 10 p.m. The group then met on the steps of the state capitol for a peaceful demonstration. That group stayed near the state capitol past midnight. Nine News reports police used tear gas and pepper spray balls to disperse the crowd at around 1 a.m. Governor Jared Polis says it would be a very bad idea for President Trump to send active duty military to control protests in Denver and other U.S. cities, which Trump has threatened to do.
The president, to be clear, should not deploy the U.S. military to the streets to fire on our fellow Americans. That would be more divisive and worsen the situation.
The president has moved troops into the D.C. region and said Tuesday he would deploy them to other cities. Colorado's attorney general says he would sue to prevent that if necessary. A bill to temporarily limit debt collections in Colorado is moving through the state legislature. The bill puts a 180-day hold on new actions to garnish wages or seize property to pay a debt. It's one of several bills Democrats say are needed to deal with the economic fallout from the pandemic. Another measure would expand eligibility for unemployment insurance. Colorado weather is getting warmer day by day toward the weekend, with highs already above 90 along much of the Front Range. 90s today in Fort Collins and in Denver, upper 80s in Colorado Springs, 90s in Pueblo, and getting close to 100 degrees in Pueblo by the end of the week. 90s in Grand Junction today, and in the mountains, highs mostly in the 70s. This is CPR News.